Innovative program helps seniors manage stress. Mega Doctor News by Université de Montréal, Newswise. A Université de Montréal research team consisting of Marie-José Richer and Pierre-H. Puskalek from the School of Psychoeducation, Sébastien Grenier from the Department of Psychology, and Sonia Lupine from the Department of Psychiatry and Addiction, has released the results of a study on stress resilience in seniors. Their findings were published on January 5, 2025 in Frontiers in Psychology. The study involving 170 seniors with an average age of 76 found that OSTRS, a six-week stress management program, had beneficial effects on the emotional health of participants. Those who followed the program used more problem-solving strategies and had less anxiety 3 weeks after completing the program, and their diurnal cortisol levels, an indicator of chronic stress, were significantly lower than those of non-participants. Program for teens adapted to seniors. The OSTRS program is based on De-Stress for Success, an innovative program created by the Center for Studies on Human Stress to help teens deal with the stress of transitioning to high school. In a groundbreaking study led by Sonia Lupine, the center's director, published in Neuroscience in 2013, De-Stress for Success was shown to decrease cortisol levels and depressive symptoms in participating teens who were experiencing strong negative emotions at the start of the school year. Since then, De-Stress for Success has been adapted in partnership with Pluskalek's team for several populations, including teens at high risk for behavioral problems, 2016, and young people with autism spectrum disorder, 2018. Countering emotional contagion. In her doctoral research under the supervision of Pluskalek and Grenier, Richer adapted De-Stress for Success to the specific needs of seniors. Aging, like adolescence but for different reasons, is a particularly sensitive period when individuals are more vulnerable to chronic stress and its consequences, Pluskalek noted. OSTRS incorporates elements relevant to aging, social relationships and, in particular, emotional contagion, the tendency to get caught up in the emotions of others. According to a recent study by the same researchers, emotional contagion is a significant factor in psychological distress among seniors. An educational component on emotional contagion was therefore included in the OSTRS program to help participants recognize and manage this dynamic on a daily basis. OSTRS uses a variety of approaches, including small group workshops, to help seniors identify symptoms of stress and release that energy through activities such as bopping to the Beatles, twist and shout. Participants also analyze their social network to identify sources of support, pressure and emotional contagion, and then problem solve to find solutions. The success of OSTRS highlights the enormous potential of short, accessible interventions to counteract the harmful effects of chronic stress in the elderly. By demystifying stress and its effects, and then teaching effective techniques for coping with that stress, we equip participants to strengthen their resilience and overall well-being, said Richer. The research team now hopes to expand the OSTRS program and evaluate its effectiveness in other contexts and populations. Their work could also inspire similar interventions in the areas of mental health and aging.